بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. I will translate two ahadith. Ahadith are the advices of our master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His words, his sentences would be very short. The purpose of his was not a bayan. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on some occasions gave a very long bayan. Perhaps the longest one that is recorded is, they say, once from Fajr till Zuhr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke. Then he got down the minbar, performed Zuhr, and then he carried on right until Asr. Then he got down, read his Asr, and he carried on right till Maghrib. So the Sahabi radiallahu anhu says, whatever we remembered, we remembered. But he says, many things happen in our lives, and when we see it, we say, Allah's Nabi spoke about this. So they said, what was that whole khutbah about? He said, he told us about what is happening and what will happen. إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Slowly, slowly. One Sahabi said, there was not going to be a fitna, a child, a man who would have about him, around him, a group of about 100 followers, except that Allah's Nabi even mentioned him also. So a man who has 100 followers was also indicated to. We live in a world today where people got Lord followers. They have become idols, they've become stars. There was Darwin and his followers, there was Stalin and his followers. There was Mustafa Kemal and his movement. There was many movements. In some way or the other, Nabi is also indicated to. But the one that he would speak the most about, the most, he would say, worry of the fitna of Dajjal. He would say, worry of the fitna of Dajjal. Dajjal, that which is so deceptive. So the narration that Imam Muslim rahimullah has mentioned, Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anh says, that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going past a garden of one of the people of the Ansar, Banu Najjar. He was on his mule. We were with him. Then the mule jerked, hardened. And it was close that it would throw Allah's Nabi off. So it got scared of something. And it jumped. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought it under control. Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu says, then we realized, وَإِذَا أَخْبُرٌ, that around us were graves. سِتَّةٌ أَوْ خَمْسَةٌ أَوْ أَرْبَعَ. Maybe it was six, maybe it was five, maybe it was four. And why these ahadiths are so unique, it's not a bayan, this, remember. The sahabi will paint the whole picture. How we were, what happened. And then when he will say what we were told to do, whoever narrated it after that would also have the whole picture. So that one day when it will reach me and you, as though we were there with Allah's Nabi. That's why he's painting the picture. Imagine this happened 1,400 years plus. No one has ever had such a record of his life like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah Ta'ala wanted that the last must be able to relate with him like the first. And it is for me and you to learn these ahadith. It is not just for the books, it is not just for the alim. This is mine and your inheritance. If you can't learn the whole book in 1 year, you can read every day one narration. You can read the narration, you can think about the narration. Say, what was it in it for me? Because when my Nabi said it, I was the one addressed also. So I am with my Nabi. His mule jerks. Then we see five, six, four graves around. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, مَنْ يَعْرِفُ أَصْحَابَ هَذِهِ الْأَقْبُرُ. Who amongst you knows who's in these graves? A man comes and he says, I. Because it was his garden, so obviously the graves would be of his family. He says, Mata amata haula, that when did these people die? He said, Matu fil ishraq. They passed away during the days of shirk. They passed away during the days of shirk. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they just kept quiet. There was something that had happened that made that whole animal jump. Something. So then he said, Inna hadhihi al-ummah tubtala fi quburiha. That you must know that you also will have to go through a lot of trials in your graves. You also will have to go through a lot of trials in your graves. Many of us, for some reason, we took the meaning that I'm a Muslim or I'm a not Muslim. If I'm a Muslim, as long as I'm Ahmad Muhammad, I'm in Jannah. When I'm dying, the angel will come. He'll have his silk. The woman of Jannah, Hurs, will be saying, I want you, I want you. I'll close my eyes, say goodbye, goodbye, I'm gone. Soon as I reach there, they'll open up Jannah for me. They'll open up the window, I'll relax. That fear which once upon a time stayed in the people of Iman, in recent times when we grow up, we never knew of that fear. We never knew that a believer could get punished. We never knew that many believers could get punished. We never knew that just dying as your name, Ahmad Muhammad, even dying and you said, La ilaha illallah, even that was not a guarantee that there is no reckoning in the grave. There is no punishment in the grave. There is no difficulty in the grave. Then we entered madrasa. Then we started seeing narrations. Then we saw Quranic ayat. Then we saw where Allah Tabarakallah says, that remember I am severe in my punishment. Then we saw people like Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu saying, I wish my mother had never given birth to me. We saw a man, Amr bin Al-As radiallahu anhu. He's looking at the wall. They come, they say, you are a sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the end of your life, he was making you in charge. You the conqueror of Egypt. What are you crying about? He turns around and he says, there was a day where I opposed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much. If I had died during those days, I would be in the fire. He says, Allah never let me die. He says, then there was a day Islam came to me. He accepted Islam about the ending, 8th year of the Hijri. He says, then I loved him so much. If I had to die during those 2 years, I would have been a Jannati. He says, then Allah's Nabi passed him. And we became involved in the world how we became. He says, now I don't know where I'm going. Conqueror of Egypt. The great Sahabi Amr ibn al-As, whose son is known as the one who recorded the most ahadith. He would write the ahadith, Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As, in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those are the great Sahabi. They would not talk like me and you. Umar radiallahu anhu is now stabbed. He's going to pass away. His son Abdullah bin Umar takes his father's head and puts it on his lap. He says, don't do that. Put my head on the dust. He says, my father, my lap. He says, I'm going to meet my Allah. If Allah is happy with me, I don't need your lap. And if Allah is not happy with me, the lap is not going to help. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is passing away. They want to bring a new coffin. He says, what's the use? Bury me with this clothing. Because if I enter and my Allah is happy, he will give me cloths better than what I got. And if not, then a beautiful cloth on my body is not going to help me one bit. None of them had this guarantee. A sahabi passed away. Someone said, a bird from the birds of Jannah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, couldn't you have said something else? How do you know? What if Allah takes him to task for that one thing he did? What if he takes him to task? They loved and they died in this. They loved with a certain level of fear. They died with a certain level of fear. Then came the era of ours, which is called Irja. We have so much of hope that sometimes we feel the verse of Quran, Ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. What has deceived you regarding your kind Rabb? What has deceived you regarding your kind Rabb? What it means is it the kindness of your Rabb that has deceived you? It is the kindness of your Rabb that has deceived you. That because Almighty Allah has never grabbed us in this world, we always feel I'm okay in the next world. One person mentioned this to a king. The king said, so where's the mercy of Allah? He said, Quran mentions, إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, that the mercy of Allah is close to those who try to be good. But you have to try. If you're so relaxed, if I'm so relaxed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never told him, take it easy. This man died in shirk, you okay? He kept quiet. He said, the people of my ummah are going to be tested severely in the grave. He said, had it not been that you would now be too scared to bury bodies, لَدَعُوتُ اللَّهُ, I would have then made dua that Allah let you hear the punishment of the grave which I am hearing at the moment. Now you might wonder also, I also bury people, you bury people in the grave. So that is that the grave, that's not the grave. Where we bury is not the grave. Because if a man gets eaten up by an animal, if a man gets burnt, every soul goes into another world. It is called barzakh. Where is that world? It is in the knowledge of Allah. And by Allah there's a lot of worlds. But the place where a person gets buried, there is one part of his body that keeps connection with the soul. That is why we visit the grave itself. Sometimes Allah Tabarakala lets the happenings of that world, it's a world. Sometimes the happenings of that world show itself. Sometimes. Hardly. So you can have 10 people buried in one grave. It makes no difference. There was a time where people used to ask, how does that happen? What do you mean connection? Like, there's a connection here. Then the world in the last 15 years opened up for all of us. Things which we could not explain in madrasa became easy to explain. That today I got my phone here, but my computer is at home. But I press a button here and I'm seeing what's happening there. So the man says, how can your family be here? And this is so small. How you got 10 people in here? I haven't got 10 people here. But I can see the happenings of 100 people in here. Once upon a time, people questioned. There were two groups of people. One who said, we believe in the power of Allah. And we ask no questions. Although it never made sense. Because it's beyond understanding. And the other said, you can't have so many people in this place. Time passed. Today, all those who said, you can't have, they're keeping quiet. And those who said, we believe in Allah as is. And how we believe. But times have changed. In the last few years, we have seen many things. Where the ahadith, what he speaks about, this is Allah. The world is only like touching a certain point. Already we are seeing, you want to see the world of the graves, you sometimes look at this. See sometimes a man screaming in this. But he's not here. He's not here. So I can see him burning, but I can't feel the heat. Nabi Sallallahu animal pulled back. The scene of the grave opened to it. It heard a sound. It pulled. You'll wonder, how come nobody else heard the sound? Sometimes I walk a person, he got something in his ear. He is hearing loud sounds. I'm hearing no sound. Sometimes you have a whistle, the dog picks it up. Nobody else picks it up. This world has tapped into a lot of things. They're supposed to now see the reality of the ahadith. But amazing, the more they see it, the further they go from it. The more they see it, the further they go. May Allah make us, we believe. It must have been a very scary sound that moment. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then turns to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. ثُمَّ أَقْبَلَ عَلَيْنَا بِوَجْهِهِ. Then he turned towards us. You are right? What?
Yeah, no, it's finished inshallah at 10 o'clock inshallah. 10 o'clock. Don't make God scared, otherwise you'll want to die also. 4 minutes now. Allah's Nabi then turned to us. He turned to me, he turned to me. He turned to all of us. Then what? Four things he said. And that's how I'm going to end it. First he said, تَعُوَّذُوا بِاللَّهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ. He said, oh my people, I want you to ask Allah to save you from the punishment of the fire. You know, sometimes you tell a person, tell me how it is. I don't want to tell you. If I had to tell you, I could have said, Allah, let them hear what I heard. He said, I think you only went bury anyone after that. It's not something small. And Jahannam is not something small. And Allah save us all. So how he said? He said, you know what? I want you to ask Allah, save you from the fire of Jahannam. Immediately Sahaba radiallahu anhu said it and we're all going to say it. I'll say it first, then I'll translate it. In my translation, we'll say Ameen. Immediately they said, Na'udhu billah min adhabin nar. We seek Allah's protection from the punishment of the fire. It's not a small thing. He could have easily told them, you're not going to burn, you my Sahaba. You're not going to burn. He never said that. Then he kept quiet. Then he said, Ta'awwadhu min adhabi al-qabri. Seek Allah's protection from the punishment of the grave. Immediately they said, we seek Allah's protection from the punishment of the grave. And you must make this dua. It is dua that opens up the doors of inspiration. The one who asks to get protected will get protected. And Allah will make the mind work, will make the heart work, will make the eyes work. He will see things around him and say, this is not for me. He made the dua. Then he said, تَعُوَّذُوا بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ. Seek Allah's protection from trials. Ameen. Allah protect us all. مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنِ. He said, there will be those trials which are very apparent. You can see drugs. It's so apparent. It's very apparent. You can see pornography. You just know it's wrong. He said, there will be those trials, wama batan, which will be so, so nicely hidden, concealed, that if someone says it's dangerous, you will say, there's nothing wrong with this. There's nothing wrong with this. They are those. Gadgets are one of them. Computer is one. AI is definitely one. You tell the person, use it. But seek Allah's protection from the trial. Because it's sometimes so nice, it could be deadly also. It could be deadly. We'll never know where the poison is because we don't know what the snake is. He says, but what you do, you say, Allah, save me. And Allah will show you where it is. Sometimes when you're walking in the jungle, you don't even know the snake was there. But it doesn't bite you. He doesn't bite you. Later on, someone will say, you know how close you were to the snake? Say, lucky. Some people will die and they will not even know what the exam was. And you tell them, you know how close you were to being bitten? Say, I never even knew. But Allah saved him. Seek protection from Allah from trials. That which is apparent and that which is hidden. And finally he said, تَعُوَّذُوا بِاللَّهِ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الدَّجَّالِ. Seek protection from Allah, from the trial of Dajjal. This is an issue. Allah save us all from the fitna of Dajjal. We are living in an era which is from amongst the very great rises of Dajjali fitna. As I told you, I'll end at 10. So to explain what that fitna is, it doesn't take 2 minutes. I'm not going to explain what it is. But you and I live in an era that around us, if you look for the eye of the Dajjal, you'll see the eye. If you look for it, you're going to see it. If you're going to worry who made those movies in Hollywood, you're going to see it. You're going to see who that director was, you'll see he was a devil worshipper. You wonder what made you a devil worshipper? How you become a devil worshipper? Who introduced you to devil worship? Who taught you how to make this? Who asked that the man who's the inventor must be a devil worshipper also? A lot of things happening in the world, we're living in it. We might pick up some of the evil around us. We might miss it all. He said, but make sure you ask Allah to save you from the fitna of the child. Because me and you are all going to Allah. Allah tabarakallah take us safely towards Him. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabiyyi al-Kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.